Welcome to live coverage of the 2019-2020 Oaks Tornadoes basketball season. Tornadoes Hoops is brought to you by First Community Credit Union, Oaks Family Pharmacy, Merch Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks, Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, Praska's Hardware Hank, Dickey Rural Networks, Economy Oil, Sanford Health, Edward Jones, B&B Gardens of Oaks and Lisbon, Custom Machine, Computer Express and JQ Clothing Company, James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona and Berlin, Quilton Sew, Oaks Truck and Trailer, Gramlo LTD of Fullerton, Bank North, and Columbia Grain. Let's head to the court for tonight's call. It is the regular season finale of the 2020-2019 girls basketball season in Oaks. The Oaks Tornadoes travel to Castleton tonight to take on the Central Cass Squirrels. Good evening, boys and girls. Ace Sauerwein with you here from Central Cass High School, located in Castleton, North Dakota. An out-of-region matchup to close out the regular season before we get primed and ready to go for the 2020 District 5 tournament that kicks off this Friday from Jamestown. First things first, it's Oaks and Central Cass. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy. They are here for all your health care and prescription needs. Give them a call at 742-3824. We've got a good matchup on hand tonight. It is Oaks and Central Cass, a couple teams that have either been in the top 10 or have been receiving votes for most of the year in the top 10. Right now, the Squirrels find themselves just outside of the rankings, but receiving votes nonetheless as they check in with a 14-4 overall record, as does the Oaks Tornadoes, 14-4 overall. They've won four games in a row, Central Cass, eight wins in a row, and it should be a very good matchup here tonight. It's a special night as well. Nicole Schmitz is just a couple points away from the all-time scoring record at Oaks High School. But keep it quiet, because she does not know it, I don't think. According to Coach Hack, just talking to him just a couple minutes ago, and he was the one who told me, and he goes, yeah, we're not going to stop the game. We're not going to, you know, present her with the ball at the point she does. We're just going to wait until after the game to tell her, because he thinks she is unaware that she is just 2 points away from the all-time scoring title. It could be a very special night here in Castleton. We got an interview coming up next, and it's a fun one. Interview brought to you by Gramlo LTD in Fullerton. They specialize in making your corn planter perform to the best of its ability. Give them a call or check them out on the web and see how they can help you. 375-6330 or online at gramloltd.com. We are interviewing a man that has reffed 3,000 games. You may have heard it on the morning show earlier today. We are talking with Marshall Krieger. He reffed his 3,000th game back on Thursday on the Oaks win over Linton HMB. So we've got that interview coming up for you next on the Tornado.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace Thrifty White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace Thrifty White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart. And as a reminder, when you buy four cards, the fifth one is free. Stop by Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
As you're getting your planting equipment ready for next spring, don't forget about Gramlo LTD of Fullerton. They can help you get your meters ready, providing you with new opener blades to make sure your seed trench is cut perfectly. Upgrade your fertilizer system and get your tracks set to eliminate your pinch row compaction. Give the guys at Gramlo LTD in Fullerton a call today, 375-6330, or visit their website, gramloltd.com. Gramlo LTD, helping growers get the most of their corn planting equipment. Joining us now here on Ace in Your Face on the Tornado, we're joined by Marshall Krieger. Back on Friday, Marshall, reffed his 3,000th game. It was the Oaks Tornadoes defeating Linton HMB, and I should say it was Thursday. It was Thursday at game number 3,000 for him. We're now joined by Marshall. Marshall, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. So, 3,000 games. That is a lot. When did you start reffing games?
Well, I started reffing games right out of high school when I was a freshman at Jamestown College, and I got hooked up with Rush Michael, and he got me started, and Jamestown Association kind of took me under their wings right away, and they kind of designated one particular guy. His name was Jack Miller. He was in the sheriff's department here in Jamestown, and he was going to retire, and they said, no, Jack, we'd like to have you hang on a little longer and train in a couple new guys, and if you would do that for a couple years, that would help us out. So he said, okay. So a lot of my early games were with Jack Miller, and back in those days, of course, everything was a two-man crew, so him and I, we did a lot of games early on, and learned a lot, and learned a lot of things, what to do and what not to do, and kind of learned the ropes, and I guess it did a lot of games right off the get-go. So.
Yeah, no kidding. So how many years have you been reffing now?
Well, I started in the fall of 1983.
Wow.
So what is that, about 30?
Yeah,
that's probably 37 years. This is probably the 37th year already, so.
That's
a lot of miles.
Yeah, I would a lot of miles both on the body and actually driving around too. Goodness, you must have racked up plenty of miles. But so doing all these games, you know, in your 37th season, you know, what's your drive? What do you why do you want to keep doing this? Why do you want to keep reffing high school games?
Well, I like the game. I like to stay with the game. I mean, after we were done playing in high school, of course, it was nothing more than intramurals after that in college, and you just want to kind of stay with the game. The game is fun, and it was always fun, so it was a way of being part of the game yet and not completely, you know, being away from it. So I guess this was a way of getting involved in it and staying with the game and trying to give something back to the game that maybe I didn't feel like I got as a player, so I took up officiating. I kind of got the hang of it.
Sure.
And just kind of continued to do it.
You know, there's a lot to be made about, and you see like videos on Twitter and Instagram and all that of, you know, parents or coaches, you know, exploding, you know, like towards a referee about some kind of a call. You know, how much have you had to put up with that? You know, just parents or fans in the stands, and how do you put up with that?
Well, you got to have a little bit of thick skin.
Yeah.
Because everybody, all fans, they all, whether they're parents or relatives of some nature, or they got a, you know, small towns, they all have a vested interest in their local team, and they're very passionate about it. And, you know, that's the only game in town for them, so they get very worked up, and when things don't, or they don't see it the way they probably should have seen it, or they wish they would have seen it differently, they get a little emotional, and it's part of the game.
Sure.
Some people get a little too crazy, but, you know, you take the good with the bad, and some days it's, you walk off the court and you say, you know, we did a pretty good job tonight, and some nights you want to kind of wonder, you start questioning yourself because you hear so much from the stands or from coaches or what have you, but it's part of the game, and it's, you know, you either have the skin for it or you don't.
Sure. Yeah.
One of those things that you, and I don't know if today, the younger generation doesn't really want to do this because they don't like to get yelled at.
Sure.
And it's, that's where the problem is. We just don't have enough younger officials getting into this. It's kind of demanding, and they don't like to get yelled at. They just aren't gonna try it.
So how do you, let's say an association, how do you go about trying to fix that? How do you try and get more younger referees involved?
Well, you just try to talk them through in the early years. If you can work with them, you know, a lot of one-on-one, and if you can work with them and just kind of nurture them, if you can get them past about 3 to 5 years and they start feeling comfortable, then I think you have something there. But if you don't nurture them or you just throw them to the wolves too quickly, they can quickly, easily just give up. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It's hard to try to work with a lot of new officials because it takes time, and there's so few of us, so it doesn't give us enough time to work with the new ones either. So it's kind of it becomes kind of a lose-lose thing there when you try to work kids into it.
Do you
if they get the knack of it, then they're okay.
Do you have any advice for a young referee just starting out like you did all those 37 years ago?
Just go, just tune everybody out. Just do the best you can and call what you see, and don't be impressionable by coaches or fans. Don't let them bother you. Just, I mean, that's easier said than done, but if you can just tune them out and kind of have that tunnel vision and focus on the game, mm-hmm. and not worry about what everybody else thinks, then I think you'll make it. But that, again, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, right. Do you have any, you know, specific instances or memories that stick out to you in over your reffing career, like any games or moments or whatever it may be?
Well, probably the biggest moment was just getting started. In high school, a very good friend of mine, teammate of mine in high school, David Clunt, who's an official in Fargo, he and I went to Gackle High School, and we played together. And one afternoon, a Sunday afternoon, we went up to watch our coach. He was playing amateur basketball, and we had practice after that game. So we went up to watch him, and Coach Gaylor grabs a couple ref jerseys out of the equipment room and two whistles, and he kind of throws them at us, and he says, "You guys are reffing." And so we looked at each other and said, "No, we're not." He says, "Well, we don't have anybody to ref. We got an amateur game here." He says, "I'll tell you what. I'll let you guys out of team crushers at the end of practice if you ref the game." And usually there was quite a few team crushers, and we kind of looked at each other and said, "Yeah, we'll do that." They need to get out of crushers, you know?
Oh, for sure.
So that's kind of how both of us got started. He's a year older guy, so he's been at this a year longer than I have. And then we kind of did almost every Sunday afternoon when we had amateur teams playing in Gackle. So
awesome.
That's kind of how we got started.
Yeah.
So that's probably the most memorable one. But, you know, just working with different people.
Sure.
The relationships you develop with different officials and the camaraderie you have, different people you meet, those are kind of the things that stick out in your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. We are joined by Marshall. He just reffed his 3,000.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishon. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
Starting lineups being introduced now back here to Central Cass High School, located in Castleton, North Dakota. We're ready for tonight's starting lineups as well here on the Tornado. Lineups brought to you by Custom Machine of Oaks. They're your full-service machine and fabrication shop. Whether you need one part or 1,000, they guarantee a quality product at a competitive price. 742-3188. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Oaks Tornadoes. Lineup put together by Coach Brandon Hack, and it goes like this. In the backcourt, a 5'1" senior guard, number 2, Claire Wagner. A 5'6" senior guard, number 22, Jada Sire. At forward, a 5'11" senior, number 10, Nicole Schmitz. At forward, a 5'9" junior, number 34, Sadie Hansen. And rounding out the five in the middle is a 5'10" senior forward, number 42, CeCe Holscher. regular starting five now for a couple weeks for the Oaks Tornadoes. On the other side, a very balanced central cast lineup goes like this. Lineup put together by head coach Jay Bachman. In the backcourt, a 5'6" sophomore guard, number 22, Morgan Lee. A 5'4" sophomore guard, number 24, Riley Holzer. A senior at the forward position, 5'7", number 10, Izzy Lennard. A sophomore, 5'8" forward, number 12, Kaylee McKinnon. And rounding things out is their senior, 5'9", the middle, number 11, Emily. So we're ready to go. It is Central Cass and Oaks. Final home game of the season for the Oaks Tornadoes. Oaks will be wearing the road black uniforms. Central Cass in the home whites. Squirrels will be moving left to right across your radio dial. Tornadoes right to left. And we're ready to close out this regular season. It's Schmitz and Lee on the jump. Schmitz wins and we are underway. Again, Nicole just needs 2 points to break the all-time scoring record at OHS. Lobbed inside to Holzer, and it goes off her right hand and out of bounds, and a quick turnover 10 seconds into the game on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. JVG, your locally owned and operated grain company. They're proud to serve their communities. For up-to-date cash quotes, check out jamesvalleygrain.com. Central Cass now gets its first look at the possession tonight. McKinnon dribbles off a screen, swings it back left for Lennard, a senior. Back to Lennard, back to McKinnon now. McKinnon down the lane, swatted by Schmitz. It goes off the backboard and comes back to Central Cass's Riley Holzer, who misses the layup at the rim. Central Cass goes 0 of 2 to begin the night. 7:21 to go, no score. Hansen has it left of the circle, dribbles off a Wagner screen, kicks out to Jada Sire. Sire now off a screen, lobs into Schmitz, looking for two in the record. She's fouled, nearly got it. Hits off the back of the rim and falls off, so Nicole will have a chance to set the scoring record here. Needs to go 2 of 2. She is at 1,459 career points. Misses the first, so she'll at least have to wait another round. She can tie the record here. The record was set by Nicole Warren at 1,460. And this one was halfway down and kicks out. All right, so Nicole's going to have to go a little longer to tie the record. No score still as we come up on 1 minute played into this first quarter. Morgan Lee dribbles against two players, gets by him, misses the layup. Offensive board, Lennard missed it. Somehow ball comes back out and it's picked up by Lee. Swung right for Riley Holzer. Fresh new shot clock now for Central Cass, another 14-win team just like the Tornadoes. Left elbow, McKinnon feeds it back up top for Holzer. Holzer thought about a three, but she'll get it back to McKinnon. Short corner now, long jumper Lee off the mark. Jada Sire with the rebound, and she's running. Sire all the way to the rim. Fouled from behind as she hits the deck. She'll be headed to the line for two. That was a perfect rebound because it caromed out, and it led Jada Sire the other way. Sire able to get down and draw the foul. Team's second for Central Cass with 6:35 to play. And Jada Sire missed the first free throw. No score on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Sire trying to get Oaks on the board. Trying to get any points on the board right now. A minute and a half into this game, she misses the second. So an 0 for 4 start now for the OHS Tornadoes at the free throw line. Kaylee McKinnon left wide open. Hits a right wing three, and the Squirrels are on the board. They lead 3-0. Central Cass now applying some full court pressure. Wagner breaks it easily, tossed forward to Hansen. Now to Holzer, dribbles in right side. She'll take a step back, 12-foot jumper off the mark, no good. Central Cass trying to push the pace. McKinnon fields a tough ground ball, but she's able to dribble it back out into the near side corner, and she nearly throws it away and does. Claire Wagner breaks it up and gets it into the front court, and Claire will let the cavalry show up. 3-0, Central Cass. Holzer has it in the short corner. Bounces back out to Hansen. 5:45 to play first quarter. Sadie trying for a pick and pop. Instead, she'll get it back out to Holzer. Now Wagner, top of the circle. 14 to shoot. Claire hesitates left, will come back right. Now back left. Outside of the lane, bounces to Hansen. Head fake, drives down the baseline, and Sadie Hansen hits the runner. And Oaks on the board for the first time tonight, trailing 3-2. Hansen and Schmitz, they've been battling for the team lead and scoring pretty much all season. Left elbow McKinnon swings up top for Lennard. Into the near side corner, Morgan Lee. Morgan Lee tossed into the post, but Emily was not looking. And that's a turnover. Olscher was at the right place, right time. It actually hit off her arm. And now that's going to lead to a Sadie Hansen three just to the left of the circle. It's 5-3. Oaks on top for the first time tonight on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Right elbow jumper, Lee misses back rim, no good. Rebound along the baseline for Morgan Lee. Feeds it back out, knifing her way through and getting to the basket is Riley Holzer, and she hits her first field goal tonight. We're tied at 5, 4:35 to go, first quarter. Schmitz nearly throws it away, but Claire Wagner tracks it down and feeds to Sire in the corner. Back to Wagner, looking for a cutting Hansen, and it's out of bounds, and they'll say it stays with Oaks. Thought from my vantage point up here, it looked like Hansen touched it last, but the officials, a much better view than I have. I'll trust him on that. Nicole Schmitz gets it off the baseline, and there's the record. Nicole Schmitz with the record makes it 7-5, Oaks, 4:22 to go, and a timeout taken by Central Cass. Well, you needed one basket. Nicole trailed the all-time scoring leader by one. That was Nicole Warren, but not anymore. Nicole Schmitz, the all-time leading scorer at OHS. Congratulations, Nicole. We'll go to 30 seconds, and we might not. Let's keep it here. Yep, I talked too long into the commercial timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And Nicole, she scored 1,000 last year, and I'm trying to remember which game that was. And now she is up to 1,451. And she sits atop the all-time scoring leaderboard at Oaks High School. Congratulations, Nicole. That's an awesome feat. One of the better athletes to come through OHS ever of all time as we resume play. Left angle drive, Lennard trapped along the baseline, and she traveled. As she was starting to fumble the ball, she walks with it. And Central Cass turns it over, trailing by 2. Again, full court pressure. Oaks breaks it wonderfully, though. Sire bounces to the baseline. C.C. Holscher hits one off the window. It's now 9-5 Oaks. Sub into the game for Central Cass. That is DeConte Smith. As Central Cass, a team that typically can go 8-9 deep. Shot fake from Holzer, cut off by Wagner nicely. Now to the left for McKinnon to the corner, picked up by Morgan Lee. Off a screen, Lee drives, kicks, right wing three. Holzer got it. Riley Holzer has scored the last 5 in a row now for Central Cass as they trail by 1 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Schmitz with a leaping pass to Holzer, missed the layup just underneath the rim. Rebound falls off to Smith. Smith coast to coast, blocked away by Schmitz. What a play by Nicole Schmitz. Got back on defense and rejects Smith. The other way now, it's Sadie Hansen. To her left when the hook is good. Sadie leading the way with 7 of the Oaks' 11 points. And it's a 3-point lead under 3 minutes to play in the first on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Just right of the circle, Lennard bouncing left will now accelerate down the lane, was stripped of the ball, but a foul committed on the ground. And they're going to get Claire Wagner reaching in. That'll be the team's first, coming with 2:46 to play. Lake and Roney subs in. She'll take the spot of Holscher on the floor. Fresh new shot clock as well for Central Cass. 2:44 to play. Left wing, it's McKinnon. Feeding right, Holzer. Got some room, and Holzer hits it again from outside the three-point line. We're tied at 11. 8 in a row now for Riley Holzer. As Nicole Schmitz drives in, right side, got by the defense, could not hit the shot, though, leaning forward. It falls off, picked up by McKinnon. Central Cass looking to reclaim the lead again. Into the corner, it is Morgan Lee. Off a Smith screen. Lee into the paint, missed the shot short. Airballed it, actually. Smith gets it back, fouled on the way up. Count it with a foul. DeConte Smith hits the basket. Central Cass back up a pair, and Smith heads to the line. Freshman guard Tori Richter subs in for Central Cass. So she'll take the spot of Morgan Lee. Smith misses the free throw short, got it back, twirling to the ground, tried to pass it. Ball comes all the way into the backcourt, and Jada Sire hit the deck to try and corral it and could not. And after that, Dekonte Smith, who missed the free throw, gets the ball. And Central Cass now another possession. 13-11 the score. Smith got by Roney on the backside and hits one off the window. So it was 8 in a row for Holzer and now 4 in a row for Dekonte Smith. And Central Cass is up 4 in the blink of an eye. 1:37 to play in our first quarter. Got a good one brewing so far. Kind of figured it would be. These are two teams that have won 14 games. That should be a force in their playoff runs as Schmitz throws this one off the hand of Roney and out of bounds it goes. Oaks turns it over. 1:26 to play in quarter number one. Central Cass up 4 on the JVG scoreboard. And last regular season game of the season. Districts begin in Jamestown this Friday. Oaks plays at 7:30, or that's what they have scheduled. Of course, you have to wait on how the first two games go, but 7:30 on the schedule. So that's where we're going with. McKinnon drives left side, fouled on the way up, and Kaylee McKinnon heads to the line. See if they get this on Holzer or Schmitz, and they'll get it on Nicole Schmitz. So that is going to be number 2 against Nicole. It looks like she's going to sub out. Just north of a minute to play as the free throw off the mark, no good. Shayla Novak will come in and get her first minutes tonight in place of Schmitz. Both teams have combined to go 0-6 and now make it 0-7 at the free throw line. So a very cold start on both sides from the charity stripe as we go under 1 minute to play. Quarter number one, Wagner trying to thread the needle, but bounced one off the leg of a squirrel, and that'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Central Cass with 54.3 seconds to go. I laughed. Bounced the ball off the leg of a squirrel. How many people have ever said that sentence in the history of history? I'm guessing not too many. Left angle drive, missing the layup short. That was McKinnon. Oaks the ball. Only broadcasters, when you're talking about a team named the Squirrels, can you say a ball bounced off the leg of a squirrel. Gotta love sports. Novak has it left of the circle. 6 seconds separate the game and shot clock. 23 seconds to go. Holzer now in the corner, drives baseline. Cut off, looking to pass. Turns back to the baseline and finally lobs one back out to Hansen a couple feet off the three-point line. 7 seconds to shoot. Hansen, the runner, down the lane is good. Sadie Hansen has 9 first quarter points. 7 seconds to go. Smith into the front court. Got by someone. Somebody left her open. Going to miss the layup, though, thanks to a good contest by C.C. Holzer. And the first quarter comes to an end. Central Cass went on a bit of a run there at the end of quarter number one. And the Squirrels take a 15-13 lead on the Oaks Tornadoes. 8 minutes in the books. We've already seen history made. Nicole Schmitz, the all-time leading scorer at OHS. We'll take a break, and we'll be back after this.
While winter works its way through, Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks welcomes you in from the cold to help plan your upcoming building projects. Now is the time to warm up to the idea of a new home, addition, or remodeling project. Mertz Lumber can be there from start to finish by helping you plan your project and supplying you with quality materials. From dreams and ideas to flooring and shingles, give Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks a call today.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With winter here, you can count on them for a large variety of over-the-counter medications to help fight off those colds, coughs, and allergies. On sale now, Mucinex DM, Airborne, Hall's Cough Drops, and more. Many new items in the store, such as Awake Caffeine Bars, Skinning Pop Popcorn, New Picture Frames, Lindor Truffles, and Dots Pretzels are the lowest price in town. Visit 422 Main Avenue in Oaks and experience the quality difference in your care today. Quarter number two resumes. Oaks with the ball, moving right to left across your radio dial. A Sauerwein with you here from Central Cass High School. Tornadoes trailing by a pair. Nicole Schmitz got around a screen, but the screen was illegally set by C.C. Holzer. Foul against her and a turnover. Gives the ball back to Central Cass. 7:44 to play in half number one. Torrey Richter has it. Freshman off the bench, and now we get an illegal screen against DeConte Smith. So back-to-back turnovers now via the illegal screen. And a sluggish start to begin quarter number two. Hansen races into the front court. Gets it to the middle of the floor for Claire Wagner. Twisting around, Wagner feeds to the block. Nicole, one dribble, goes towards the middle. Double team came, and she was shut down and missed the shot. Emily the rebound. Smith in transition. Right angle drive. Takes a bump off of Sadie Hansen, and DeConte Smith has three field goals tonight, and Central Cass goes back up by four. Nicole Schmitz got behind the defense, and she hits one off the window. So the record continues to grow now for Nicole Schmitz. An all-time leading scorer is now up to 1,463 points, and I promise you I will not say that every time she scores. DeConte Smith, face-up jumper, 9 feet out, it's good. Holscher gave her just enough room, and Smith has been red hot since coming off the bench. She has 8 points. And a four-point Central Cass lead. Left block, Nicole, to the middle of the floor, and she hits the right-handed hook. It's good. Athleticism on display for Nicole Schmitz that time as she brings the deficit to two, trailing 19-17. Smith has it right wing. Holscher giving her room again. Smith will pop for three, and she is feeling it as she just connected. 11 points for DeConte Smith, and Hansen turns it over at the half-court line. Gets it right back, though. Hokes with the ball. Sadie Hansen now slows down in the front court. Lobbed one into the middle for Schmitz, but it was knocked out of bounds. Good hustle play by Morgan Lee. Ball last touched as it goes out of bounds by Central Cass. Allison Jepson subs in for Jada Sire. 6:02 to play, quarter number two. It is Central Cass 22, Oaks 17. Schmitz catches high left block. Nice find to Holscher on the other side of the rim, and CC Holscher hits it off the window for two. Beautiful pass. Schmitz saw the double team come. Smith, another three. This one rims out. Offensive rebound. Hitting the deck was Leonard, and that'll be a travel call. Leonard was actually battling with, I think it was Leonard, or Leonard and Lee, excuse me. And they just kind of fought each other for the rebound there for a second, and as Leonard hit the deck, that's going to be a travel. 22-19. Central Cass still the lead. 5:31 to go in the first half. Wagner off a screen. Try to somehow thread a pass through the legs of Holzer. It ends up going out of bounds. Boy, that should have had a turnover written all over it. Somehow that pass got to Hansen and then deflected out of bounds. Oaks maintains possession. 17 to shoot. Schmitz has got it just inside the arc. Backing her way in, fires to the baseline. Skipped off of a squirrel player, and then Roney trying to pull the hands back at the last second, did not do it, and she touched it last. Central Cass ball. Bringing it up now for Central Cass, moving left to right in the all-whites. That is Riley Holzer to the elbow for Lee. Emma Lee trying to thread the needle. It hit the leg of Lake and Roney. And as Roney hits the deck, Coach Hack going to call a timeout. Good play by Roney, diving on the floor. Coach Hack saw it. He'll take 30. 22-19, Central Cass the lead, just north of 5 minutes to play here on the Tornado.
My bathroom is disgusting. I need help.
Well, I've got a great solution for you. Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor. They do way more than just cabinets. They're also your one-stop shop for bath remodels.
Really? I never knew they do bathroom remodels.
Yeah, they handle it and offer free designs with no pressure and no hassle. Not sure what you want? No problem. With over 50 years of combined design experience, they'll help with that too.
Sweet. I am heading to Hills Cabinetry today.
You won't be disappointed. For locally owned hometown service at a great price, you can't go wrong with Hill Cabinetry and Window Decor.
Oaks with the ball, trailing by 3, 5 minutes to play in half number one. Nicole's got it, feeds to Hansen, high arcing three, barely nicked the rim and falls off. Holds of the rebound, She's running now, leading the Squirrels. Bounce pass underneath. What a find, but Jalen Cotton off the bench could not finish the layup. Too strong off the window, and now Oaks the ball. Wagner right angle drive, and Claire fouled as she almost made it to the paint. Holzer going to pick up the personal. Each team now with four fouls with 4:36 to play. Wagner a couple steps off the three-point line. Roney now Hansen to the block. Schmitz right back to Hansen down the lane. Did not hit the shot. Allison Jepson throws up a shot and misses that as well, but she gets it off a deflection. And Oaks will set up once again. Schmitz catches in the paint to her left, falling, no good. Possibly looking for a foul, does not get it. Central Cass away with the ball. Up top it's McKinnon, right angle drive, too strong in the layup, but she was fouled. And McKinnon heads to the line. Jepson picks up foul number one, team's fifth. Kaylee McKinnon, free throw drops through. Is that our first make tonight? Yeah, I think it is. Holzer and Sire check back in for OHS. Second free throw too strong. McKinnon now just one of four, at the free throw line. 23-19. Central Cass the lead. Pass last touched as it goes out of bounds by Central Cass. Oaks keeps the ball, 3:55 to play. Holster's got it top of the key. Dribbling right, harassed by Jalen Colton. She'll give up the ball to Sire, working against Smith in the paint. Double team comes, pass knocked away and scooped up by McKinnon. Into the front court, Central Cass slows things down. Pass into the block, caught by Cotton. She's fouled on the way up, and Jalen Cotton will head to the line. That'll be Hansen's first foul. So Central Cass, as Cotton misses another. They have left a lot of points, as have the Oaks Tornadoes at the free throw line thus far. Five misses, but Cotton hits the second. Jalen Cotton goes one of two. As Oaks goes up 24-19, nice cut. Jada Sire off the window, good. Sire faked the pass, accelerated past the defender, and hits one off the window. 24-21, Central Cass the lead. Step back, 19-foot jumper, no good. Lennard missed it, and Schmitz the rebound. Sire, nice bounce, left open, left side was Hansen, does not get the roll though. Sire gets the ball back and she's fouled. Jada Sire heads to the line. Kaylee McKinnon gonna pick up the personal. This is a Central Cass team that goes deep. They go about nine players deep typically. Sire misses the free throw, she is 0 of 3 now. And they have almost a full slate of subs coming in. Tori Richter, Delaney Cotton, Morgan Lee, and Riley Holzer back in for Central Cass. Sire hits the second free throw, and that's the first make tonight for OHS. And it's now a two-point deficit. Boy, left open, left side of the baseline. Don't know what happened there, but Delaney Cotton had a pretty easy lane to the hoop, and she bangs one off the window for two. Seen some great, as this pass goes off the hand of Schmitz out of bounds. Oaks turns it over. We're seeing some great movement without the ball on both sides. Oaks typically knows how to do that, especially with Jada Sire, but the Central Cass team can be very proficient without the ball, and it's creating some wide open looks. A very nonchalant traveling call against Delaney Cotton. Just kind of caught it, turned to the basket, and dragged that pivot foot. That's almost one where it looks like a referee would just let it go because it didn't look like a whole lot. Hanson leading the attack into the middle for CeCe Holscher. Holscher spinning and hitting one off the window. Holscher putting together a pretty good first half. She's got six. Oaks trailing by two in the paint. Richter blocked away from behind by Jada Sire. And now Oaks can tie with a two, take a lead with a three with 2:09 to play in quarter number two. Hanson working against Smith. She's been red hot offensively, DeConte Smith. And now she comes away with a steal. Jumps the pass. Smith all the way to the hoop. Hits the layup. It's good. DeConte Smith back, pushes it back to a four-point lead for Central Cass. Jada Sire catches in the paint, working her way in. Fouled and one. Nice play by Jada Sire. Went through the contact. Strong enough to hit the layup, and she's headed to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. That is a great play from Jada Sire. Slight delay, Hanson. Got to tie that left shoe up. Sire hits the free throw. Oaks trailing by one. 1:39 to go. We got a really good first half brewing. Right wing, it's Morgan Lee. Isolated on that side of the floor. She'll back her way in, dribbled it off her foot, still kept it in bounds though, and she'll bounce it back out to the perimeter. Right of the top of the key, Cotton missed the three. CeCe Holscher, a rebound, bounced it off of what looked like, okay, they're gonna get Holscher on a foul. All right, that's what happened. Say Holscher dribbled it off of one of the Central Cass players that went out of bounds, but they're gonna say Holscher got called for an elbow, and that'll be CeCe Holscher's second foul tonight. Central Cass back with the ball, right of the circle. Three ball for Morgan Lee, no. Offensive board, Delaney Cotton. Feeds to Smith, falling away. Missed the layup. Schmitz controls the board with 1:11 to play. Here comes Oaks. Nicole up the heart of the floor. She'll put the brakes on as there are four white jerseys in front of her. Find underneath. Somebody left Holscher wide open, and CeCe Holscher puts Oaks on top. It's 29-28, under a minute to play in half number one. When speaking of leaving somebody open, nobody stopped Holscher. She hit the three-point line, and Holscher with a bounce pass to DeConte Smith, who hits another layup. Hanson trying to track down a loose ball as Claire Wagner turns it over. Smith gets it. Bounce pass, left side, layup no good for Delaney Cotton, and Oaks reclaims the ball. Fast action here in the first half as we have about a second differential between game and shot clock. Hanson between the circles, feeds left for Schmitz. 18 to go. Central Cass 30, Oaks 29. Hanson looking to give Oaks the lead. No good. Missed the three off the front of the rim. Nice rebound, Claire Wagner. Shot clock is off. Oaks still with the ball. Schmitz throws into Sire. Backing her way in baseline. Pivoting towards the middle. Feeding Sadie Hanson. Missed the layup through contact. Less than a second left, and that's how the first half comes to an end. Not much in terms of separation between these two clubs. Central Cass 30, Oaks 29. If you're Oaks right now, you got to find a way to slow down those open looks, especially in the transition game. A lot of blown assignments and open attempts for Central Cass. Slow that down and maybe slow down DeConte Smith as well. She's been red hot. But you slow those two things down, Oaks is sitting fine, trailing by a point on the road. We'll send it to break. Halftime show tonight brought to you by Oaks Truck and Trailer. They have ASC certified mechanics on staff offering diesel, truck, and engine repairs. That's Oaks Truck and Trailer. Call 742-3342. We'll be back with those first half scoring numbers in just a bit on the Tornado.
Get ready for a whole new TV viewing experience. Everything you have been searching for. A TiVo from DRN ReadyTech is just what you are looking for. Record TV shows, a voice control remote, personalized predictions, stream easily with the touch of a button, and view it all from your phone or tablet with the View It app. TiVo powered by View It is smarter, faster, and easier to use. Ready for your new TV viewing experience? Call 344-5000 to order a TiVo from DRN ReadyTech today.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks.
Sanford Clinic Oaks strives to provide the highest quality and most progressive health care in the region. For your convenience, the Oaks office is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. With several years of dedication to the Oaks area, Drs. Roop and Vanny Nagala, along with Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack, welcome the chance to serve your health care needs as Sanford Health Physicians. To make an appointment, please call 742-3267. Sanford Health, dedicated to the work of health and healing.
I'm Andrew Delabar, your Oaks Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Oaks Tornadoes on KDDR. Call 701-742-3552 or stop by my office at 412 Main Avenue for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
James Valley Grain takes pride in supporting our great community and our students. Whether you are in the classroom, on the basketball court, the wrestling mat, or volunteering at local events, teamwork is how we achieve success. At James Valley Grain, our whole team is dedicated in providing you the best customer service for all your marketing and trucking needs. Ask about our new grain marketing tools, our door is always open, and you can give us a call at one of our three locations. James Valley Grain of Berlin, Oaks, and Verona wishes all producers, students, and athletes a successful year.
For over 40 years, Custom Machine has delivered on quality and service. Whether it's one part or 1,000, they guarantee superior results from prototype to production. Located in Oaks, Custom Machine is a full-service weld and fabrication shop offering CNC machining, water jet precision cutting, fabrication, and production welding capabilities to meet all your metalworking needs. Find out more at CustomMachine.net. Custom Machine Oaks, North Dakota, 742-3188.
One half in the books. It is Central Cass 30, Oaks 29. A sour wine with you here from Central Cass High School. Last regular season game of the season. District play begin this Friday. We have a little kid basketball game going on. I don't know how old they are. 6 years old, maybe. Pretty young. First off, not a lot of defense. I think they're just kind of running around looking for the ball. But I got a kick out of one of the girls right now. She was in a half-court offense. I mean, as close as you can get with sixth graders or six-year-olds. And she just sat down and started tying her shoe. Sitting right outside the lane, just said, all right, well, I'm not going to play without this shoe tied. What are you, insane? And she's still sitting back there tying her shoe. Now one of the coaches is going to come help her out. All right, good deal. Oh, pretty good. All right, let's get to those first half scoring numbers here on the Tornado Halftime Show brought to you by Oaks Truck and Trailer. Oaks was led by Sadie Hansen. She was hot at the beginning of the second quarter, end of the first quarter. She ended up hitting four shots, 9 points, leading scorer for Oaks thus far. CC Holzer, she was pretty good as she had 8 points in that opening half, most points for her in a half this season. Holzer is the second leading scorer with 8. Then it was Jada Sire with 6 and Nicole Schmitz with 6 as well. But more importantly, well, arguably more importantly, at least of significance, Nicole Schmitz, all-time leading scorer now at OHS. Congratulations to Nicole as she has eclipsed. And now let's see, well, how many points is she at career-wise? She is at 1,455. Very cool moment for Nicole. She does. I don't think she knows it yet because they never stopped the game. And Coach Hack told me before the game they're going to wait until after the game to present her with the ball and say, hey, you're the all-time leading scorer at OHS. Pretty cool. Pretty good deal. On the other side, Central Cass mustered up 30 points in that opening half thanks to DeConte Smith. Off the bench, she played only about half of that first quarter, the entirety of the second quarter, but put together 15 points. Hit a three from outside, was a menace inside, and she is the leading scorer with 15. Riley Holzer has 8 points, and she actually had eight in a row at 1.2. And she was the second leading scorer for the Central Cass Squirrels. Then it was 4 points for Kaylee McKinnon, and then one single point for Jalen Cotton. Those were the scores for the Central Cass Squirrels as they take a one-point lead into this halftime break. About 3.5 minutes left on the halftime scoreboard. We will send it back to break and get you primed and ready for half number two. Coming up in a bit on the Tornado.
Quilt and Sew in Oaks, truly a quilter's dream. Offering everything a sewer and quilter would need. Beautiful fabrics and all the quilting supplies and notions you need. Right now, all fabric that is red, white, or pink is 20% off for Valentine's Day. They invite you to join them at the Bear Creek Lodge for a retreat February 21st through the 23rd. Space is limited. For more details, call 742-2642. Always something new at Quilt and Sew in Oaks, where beautiful things come together one stitch at a time. Located on Main Avenue in Oaks.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is your local truck and trailer tire dealer. They have ASC certified mechanics offering truck alignments, diesel, truck and engine repairs, full service trailer repairs, clutch brakes and transmissions, engine overhauls, hydraulic systems, diagnostic computers. They're also a full line part supplier for diesel trucks and trailers, along with service calls and towing available 24/7. Oaks Truck and Trailer, it's where customers are their first and only priority.
First State Bank of North Dakota has changed its name to Bank North, but that's the only difference you'll see. We've always been here for our communities. We've always been here for generations of families. Always here, through thick and thin, for farmers, ranchers, and businesses. And always true to our core values of honesty, loyalty, and integrity. None of that will ever change. Bank North. New name, but values-based banking remains the same. Member FDIC and proud supporter of our communities.
It isn't the farm that makes the farmer. It's the love, hard work, dedication, and character. At Columbia Grain and Oaks, it is their passion to give their farmers the best markets to bring producers the best price. They offer many types of contracts to market your grain. Grain bids are available by text or email. Contact Abby, Dustin, or Tiffany at Columbia Grain at 742-2982. That's 742-2982. Today and every day, thank a farmer.
JQ Clothing Company in Oaks is filling the racks with new arrivals, fabulous transition pieces, and spring too. Be sure to shop the sales racks priced from $15 to $30. Graphic tees for wrestling and basketball, Valentine's Day, and St. Patrick's Day. Service and support is what you'll find when you do business with Computer Express in Oaks. They do it all, on-site or remote service. Provide new and used computers and more. Call 742-2632. JQ Clothing Company and Computer Express have great deals for you. Stop in today.
Hey all you hunters, anglers, and weekend outdoor warriors, I'm Nick Simonson, inviting you to tune in to The Weekender's Edge, where you'll get the latest conditions, news, tips, and happenings to help you make the most of the three best days of the week. Tune in every Thursday and Friday at 10:40 a.m. and 4:40 p.m. to get the edge on the game and fish that you pursue in North Dakota and beyond. And don't forget to tune into my segment, Our Outdoors, now part of Super Sports Saturday.
Dakota Edge Weekender and Our Outdoors on KDDR, The Tornado.
The Tornado is KDDR-AM 1220 Oaks, translated on 95.9 FM K240CJ.
One-point lead for the Central Cass Squirrels. We resume play in half number two. Central Cass with the ball moving right to left. A good first half saw both teams go on some runs as left wing three, Morgan Lee, misses the three as it drops off. Good look for Lee, just could not get it to go, and Oaks now takes over. The basket here will put OHS back on top. I had it at four lead changes in that first half as Hansen now gets a good look at a three. Too strong, and over the backboard it goes. 7:31 to play, third quarter. Oaks trailing by a point. In all reality, you think about this, it's not a huge game for either team being this late in the year. And you just kind of, it's more of a, you know, it's more of a gauge to see how you do against a tough team for both teams. Left baseline jumper, no good. Emily misses from 17 feet out. Oaks the ball. Central Cass receiving votes on this week's top 10. I voted for him. I think I had him at either 8 or 9. Did not crack the top 10, though, as Nicole Schmitz creates some separation. Hits the jumper in the middle of the lane. And Nicole Schmitz begins the scoring in the second half and puts Oaks back on top, 31-30. Left side, Kaylee McKinnon dribbles to her right at the free throw line. Feeds into the corner. Riley Holzer looking for another three off the mark. Back out for a long two. McKinnon no good. And Hansen this time grabs the rebound cleanly. Hansen bounces to Wagner along the far sideline. She'll feed it into the corner for Holzer. Hansen, now Sire, fakes the pass. To the baseline goes Jada Sire. Layup too strong. Haley McKinnon away with it. Into the corner now for Lennard. Emily catches it, and Emily puts up a 19-foot jumper. It's good. Back foot actually may have been on the three-point line. It's now a Central Cass 32-31 lead. Hansen has it in front of her own bench there, double-teaming Nicole Schmitz as soon as she catches it. Turns, fades, good on another jumper. And Nicole has all four for the Oaks Tornadoes in this second half. 5:41 to play, Oaks 33, Central Cass 32. Just to the left of the circle, Lennard misses a three. Oaks has given this team an outside look pretty much every possession. Hansen nearly caught at the half court line. They get it into the front court. Beautiful find from Holzer to Sire. And Jada Sire hits the layup off the window. Oaks up three with 5:12 to play in the third quarter. McKinnon dribbles, top of the key three, off the mark, no good. Now Central Cass has gone cold on its last three possessions. Wagner catches in the left wing, fakes the pass to Schmitz as she is being blanketed in the block. Nicole now going to drift out to the line, but they'll feed to the other block, and CeCe Holzer pops one off the window, it's good. Holzer into double-digit scoring, and a timeout taken by Central Cass. It's Oaks 37, Central Cass 32. Great start for the Tornadoes in the third.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace 50 White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace 50 White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart, and as a reminder, when you buy four cards, the fifth one is free. Stop by Terrace 50 White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
Coming off a Central Cass timeout, Coach Bachman had to stop the bleeding a bit. Central Cass went ice cold the last three possessions, and Oaks now, I believe, they have three straight makes, and they lead by five. 4:46 to play, third quarter on the James Valley Green scoreboard. They bring DeConte Smith back into the game, who catches it on the wing, and Smith will now go to work and pass up the ball to the wing for Cotton. Smith now navigates to the near side block, catches, facing up Holzer, dribbles out towards the elbow. She'll take a jumper from just 8 feet out and hit it. DeConte Smith picks up where she left off in that opening half. She is up to 17 points, a game high. Central Cass down three. Holzer catches the block, dribbled it off her foot for the second time tonight, right to the hands of McKinnon. She's running the pace the other way, bounces to Holzer, who's fouled, as Riley Holzer hits the deck and fouled by Claire Wagner. Second against Wagner. Our first foul in the third quarter on either side. It's been a clean almost 4 minutes now. Riley Holzer hits the free throw. Got another one coming up now to Holzer, and she misses off the heel, but an offensive board for Emily. Central Cass resets. McKinnon with a left-angle drive. Muscles right into Jada Sire, but missed the layup. May have been looking for contact. Holzer will now bring it into the front court for Oaks. A no-look pass to Hansen. Shot fake, drives in, bounces out Wagner. She thought about a three. Instead, she'll try and thread the needle into Holzer. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Oaks. Wagner has not been her typical self. She's missed a number of passes tonight. Central Cass now can tie or take the lead, down two. Inside the arc, it's Jalen Cotton. Now Claire Cotton into the game as Claire Cotton pops for two, and they're going to say it's a three, actually, from the left wing. And Cotton connects. Central Cass on top, 38-37. In the third quarter. Holzer's got it. Lob into Schmitz. Double team comes. Schmitz just kind of whipped it to the opposite side of the floor. Was expecting a cutting Sire. And Sire was there, but unfortunately so was a squirrel. And Central Cass comes away with a steal. In the block, Jalen Cotton misses it. And a foul going to go against Oaks. On the rebound. Going to get Jada Sire. Number one against Jada. And now thought Sire may have been coming up, but that'll be Holzer checking out, and Allison Jepson coming in with 3:03 to play. In quarter number three, inbounds pass, and Smith was left open. DeConte Smith leaning towards the rim, hits the shot. Central Cass now on a 7-0 run. They lead by three, 2:48 to play. Nicole up top, feeds right to Sire, now into the corner, Jepson, to the post, Hansen. Hansen bounces to the baseline, fires out Wagner. Left elbow jumper, no good. Claire Cotton, the rebound, lost it as Sadie Hansen had a steal and was blocked by Smith. And now Central Cass trying to push the pace, denied as Nicole swats one out of bounds. So now Coach Hacks sensing some disassortment right now from the OHS Tornadoes, and he'll take a timeout. 2:30 to go. In the third quarter, it's Central Cass 40, Oaks 37. You're listening to Tornadoes Basketball here on The Tornado.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishon. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
DeConte Smith with the ball, missed the left-handed layup as we resume play. Oaks the ball now on the rebound. Jepson right side, catches in transition, and she throws one away. Separation on the court, it's been good for Oaks. They've had the right idea. Like in that instance, Jepson drove in right angle, and you had Sire on the left angle, just a bad pass. Pull-up jumper, Claire Cotton off the mark. Oaks the ball. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Central Cass 40, Oaks 37, and a steal. DeConte Smith knocks the pass out of the air and catches it at the half-court line. Smith now fires left side. Holzer drives in. Holzer misses the layup short. Offensive board by Lee. Emma Lee was stripped on the way up, but a whistle. And it looks like she'll be headed to the line. She will be. Sadie Hansen picks up the personal. Emma Lee, the senior, one of just one senior, actually, that really plays as Lee's free throw rolls out. CC Holzer going to sub back in for Oaks. Second free throw good for Emma Lee. 41-37, Central Cass has its biggest lead of this third quarter. Trailed by four at one point. Schmitz catches against the double team, gives it right back to Sire, who is blocked aggressively on the way in. And it looked like Riley Holzer may have gotten her on the wrist. And she did. Foul against Holzer. Sire heads to the line. Jada Sire connects on the first free throw. Sire missed her first three free throws tonight. Has now connected on her last three, trying to keep that rolling. And she does. Jada now four for her last four on free throw attempts. Claire Wagner with a great play in the backcourt to nearly come up with a steal. But sneaking in off the baseline, the passer, Morgan Lee, almost ran into her shoulder to shoulder, and Lee dives on the ground to come up with it. At the free throw line, Morgan Lee now gets it back out to the logo where DeConte Smith scans the floor. 16 to shoot. Smith dribbling in, facing up. Holzer now throws it back into the middle, nearly tosses it away. Morgan Lee, though, tracks it down. 8 seconds to shoot. Left angle drive, left-handed layup good for Richter. Torrey Richter's first basket comes with a minute left in the third quarter and puts Central Cass up by four. Holzer lost it out of bounds. Good effort from CeCe. Geez, she hit the deck, and it was right near the doorway into the gymnasium. Looked like she was sliding right into that corner. She gets up, though, all right. I don't know if she ever contacted the wall. But Central Cass now takes over on another Oaks turnover. Pick and roll, Lennard feeds back out to Cotton. Cotton will back out again, go for another pick and roll, instead this time swing right for Smith. She'll tee up a three, and a three ball is good for DeConte Smith. Her second tray of the night, and it's now Central Cass 46, Oaks 39, biggest lead of the evening. Shot clock is off, 17 seconds to shoot, third quarter. Hansen bumped on the drive, and she's fouled. Hansen inbounds to Schmitz. 12 to shoot, 12 to play. Schmitz spinning baseline. Ball jarred loose. They'll say Smith touched it last. Good defense by DeConte Smith. She has been all over the floor tonight. Left baseline. Hansen inbounds with 8.8 to play. Sadie gets it out to Schmitz. Right of the circle. 7 to play. Schmitz, right side drive, blew by Smith and hits one off the window. Nicole Schmitz makes it a 5-point game. 2 seconds left, 1 second left. Smith, the heave off the backboard, no good. And we head to the fourth quarter. So Nicole's basket, hopefully can give OHS some momentum going into the fourth. They trail by five. It's their biggest lead at the end of a quarter. Trailed by two at the end of the first, by one after two, and now down five after three. We'll take it to break, and we'll have the final 8 minutes for you coming up after this.
While winter works its way through, Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks welcomes you in from the cold to help plan your upcoming building projects. Now is the time to warm up to the idea of a new home, addition, or remodeling project. Mertz Lumber can be there from start to finish by helping you plan your project and supplying you with quality materials. From dreams and ideas to flooring and shingles, give Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks a call today.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With winter here, you can count on them for a large variety of over-the-counter medications to help fight off those colds, coughs, and allergies. On sale now, Mucinex DM, Airborne, Hall's Cough Drops, and more. Many new items in the store, such as Awake Caffeine Bars, Skinning Pop Popcorn, New Picture Frames, Lindor Truffles, and Dots Pretzels are the lowest price in town. Visit 422 Main Avenue in Oaks and experience the quality difference in your care today.
Oaks the ball, and a quick foul being called against Central Cass's Jalen Cotton. Inbound to Schmitz, backing her way in. Blew past a double team, literally dropped the defender McKinnon to the ground, and Schmitz has another basket. Four in a row for Nicole now, and the deficit back to three for OHS. Castleton, North Dakota, the site. Right angle drive, foul going against Holscher as McKinnon initiated the contact, leaned in with that shoulder. With 7:32 to go, McKinnon heads to the line. First free throw is good. Ace with you from Central Cass High School. It's been a good one thus far. One of the better games really all season. I think the best one I've seen. The only other extremely competitive game that I can really tell you about was the Richland game, and I was not on the call for it. Outside of that, we've seen a lot of lopsided wins, a couple of bad losses, and this right now shaping up to be the best game of the regular season coming in the finale. Schmidt's left elbow bounces outside the paint to Holscher, trying to get through two defenders, rips the ball away, gets it out to Hansen. Hansen, the runner, down the lane is good. That has been Sadie's shot tonight. I think she's got five makes now. Four of them have come inside the three-point line. I want to say three of them have been runners. Left elbow jumper off the mark for Jalen Cotton. Rebound, Oaks. So again, Oaks can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Wagner scanning things over, lobs into the middle. Pass caught at its apex by Sire, and she is bumped and fouled from behind. Delaney Cotton going to pick up the first personal with 6:39 to play. Inbound to Schmitz. Got enough separation. Missed the 8-foot jumper. Holscher an offensive rebound. Fires out to Wagner. Now Schmitz top of the key. And Nicole, she was trying to get instructions from Coach Hack. She said, what? Like in the middle of a play. And now Jada Sire turns it over. That was funny. I'm not sure if Coach Hack was yelling out a play or what, but Nicole just kind of stopped, looked over, and said, what? Central Cass with the ball now. Long two-point jumper, good. Jalen Cotton, short side corner. Knocks down the J, and it's 49-45, Central Cass. Holscher at the free throw line, turns and fires to Sire, right wing, back out Holscher, left elbow. Into the paint, Schmitz tried to pass out of a triple team. It was knocked down, picked up by Emma Lee. And Jada Sire. I think that ref just put up 21, but it was supposed to be 22. Jada Sire picks up her second personal. Lincoln Roney going to sub in. She's got a tough test to guard DeConte Smith right now. Smith with the ball working against Roney. And now they switch Jada Sire on Smith, and now Roney back on Smith. Up top, though, Emily has the ball. Blew by the defense, but could not finish it off with a layup. Now Sadie Hansen fires it up the court. Caught by Roney. Roney blocked away from behind. A great play made by Jalen Cotton. That leads to a transition the other way. Holzer blocked from behind as Sadie Hansen tracks it down and knocks it out of bounds. Couple of chase down blocks. One from each side on the last two possessions. 5:17 to play. They're going to get Jada Sire on a delay of game. She was a little too close to the baseline. Emily passed it in, and Sire pretty much swallowed it up. So delay of game, just the warning. Sire now will back off the end line. Pass comes back in now. Holzer bounces out left wing. McKinnon has to field a grounder. McKinnon down the baseline, misses an awkward angled shot, and it comes off to Oaks. 5:02 to play. Central Cass 49, Oaks 45 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Schmitz, one dribble, turns right, misses the hook, no good. Smith away with it, leading the transition. Lob forward for Jalen Cotton, who hits the layup. Good find from Smith to Cotton. And Central Cass goes back up by six. Hansen left wing. Bounces up top. Fires right wing. Lake and Roney jacks up a three. No, but an offensive rebound tracked down by Sadie Hansen. And a fresh new shot clock for OHS. 4:27 to play. Hansen catches in the paint. Turns left. forced up a shot, no. Jada Sire collects, and her offensive putback is good. And a quick timeout taken by Coach Hack. 4:21 to play. Oaks, 47. Central Cass, 51.
My bathroom is disgusting. I need help.
Well, I've got a great solution for you. Hill's Cabinetry and Window Decor. They do way more than just cabinets. They're also your one-stop shop for bath remodels.
Really? I never knew they do bathroom remodels.
Yeah, they handle it and offer free designs with no pressure and no hassle. Not sure what you want? No problem. With over 50 years of combined design experience, they'll help with that, too.
Sweet. I am heading to Hill's Cabinetry today.
You won't be disappointed. For locally owned hometown service at a great price, you can't go wrong with Hill Cabinetry and Window Decor.
...51-47. Central Cass the lead. They'll have the ball coming off this Oaks timeout. Oaks begins district tournament play this Friday. Central Cass. I don't know if Central Cass knows their opponent yet in their region tournament. But Oaks knows that we'll play Barnes County North this Friday. At Region 1, I don't think the bracket is 100% set yet. They play that up at the Shield Center. As Jada Sire comes away with a steal. Sire all the way to the basket. Missed an open layup. One of those scenarios, she was too open. And now Central cast the ball. And Jakante Smith throws it away. She was looking for Holzer, but Holzer started to cut. And Holzer was not there. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Oaks down 4 on the James Valley Green scoreboard. Right of the circle, Hansen. Drives down the lane. Contact on the shot. Missed it. No foul called. Oaks gets the ball back. Nice board from Lake and Roney. 17 to shoot. The ball never hit the rim. Hansen works off a screen. Wanted a three, but will pass it up to Schmitz instead. Fakes left. Backing in right. Pops one back out to Wagner. 6 to shoot. Hansen left wing. Hand towards her face. Misses the three off the rim. And Smith dropping to her knee. Got the rebound, collided with her teammate Holzer, but Central Cass still away with the ball. Underneath the basket, Roney has to recover and just foul Lennard. Lennard beat Roney on her inside positioning, and Roney just to try and stop the basket, hacked her across the arm. Smart play by Lakin. Free throw drops through for Izzy Lennard. It's her first point tonight, coming with 3:17 to play. Lennard goes 2 of 2. 6-point lead. Roney's going to check out for CeCe Holscher. Schmitz. The entry pass was not handled cleanly. Pinballs back out to Wagner, and somehow the ball ends up in Hansen's hands, and Oaks keeps possession. Schmitz jacks up a three, airballed it, and out of bounds it goes. Central Cass takes over, a 6-point lead, and 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play in our final quarter. Need a stop here as we go under the 2:50 mark now. Between the circles, it's Holzer. Right side, three ball on the way, in and out, but an offensive rebound. And Central Cass resets. Board grabbed by Lennard, and the Squirrels now can drain some more clock. Lennard in the near corner, dribbles back up top. Lennard bounces into the middle of the zone, or at least three different Tornadoes players, and turns it over. Trying to thread one into Emily. Instead, it leads Oaks the other way, down 6. And a foul going to be called against Lennard as she just ran over the screener. It was Wagner who took a shot and was dropped to the ground. That's the team's 5th at the 2:19 mark. Wagner has it in the corner. Hansen gets off a screen. Pops a 3 dead on. Misses off the rim. Sadie hasn't been as effective from outside the arc as we saw in the first quarter. Pass between the legs of Emily, and out of bounds it goes. could not handle the bounce pass. Central Cass gives it right back. 2 minutes to play. Hansen bounces left for Schmitz. Off a screen. Down the lane. Hits. No, it spins off. Took some contact as she threw the shot up, and that ball took a trip around the rim and came off no good. 1:40 to go. Central Cass up by six. Up top, it's Holzer. Lobbed left for Morgan Lee. Back to Holzer. Holzer going to take a deep three, missing short. And C.C. Holzer grabs the rebound. Holzer wrestles it away and bounces to Hansen. 1:24 to go. Oaks needs to score, and they need to do it quick. Beautiful find. Jada Sire blocked away. Jaconte Smith has been a wrecking ball on both sides. And an Oaks foul committed in the backcourt. Oaks has gone cold the last handful of minutes. And now Central Cass in the bonus on Sadie Hansen's third personal foul. At the line is Morgan Lee. 1-1, hits the front end. Morgan Lee's first point as well tonight. And it makes it a three-possession game. With a 1:15 to go, Lee's second good as well. And that'll draw a timeout taken. Or will it? Nope, we'll just see a sub come in. We'll see Allison Jepson check in for Holzer. So we'll see the three-point threat of Allison Jepson come in. Bounce pass into Schmitz, and this time Smith goes over the shoulder and hacks Nicole across the arm. That'll be a foul on the entry pass. Team's sixth, so they had one to give with 1:10 to play. Wagner catches on the inbounds pass, tried to lead Schmitz underneath the basket, but Nicole could not get off the screen and get to the pass in time, and Claire tosses one out of bounds. Well, Central Cass now sitting in the driver's seat up 55-47 as we go under 1 minute to play. They'll be content with winding this clock away. Still got 21 to shoot. Smith left of the circle. Feeds back right. Caught by McKinnon. Hands off for Holzer. 11 to shoot, 41 to play. On the James Valley Green scoreboard. Driving McKinnon. Pass comes back out and deflected and stolen by Wagner. Wagner looking up the floor. Need to score quick. A trailing Jada Sire bouncing her way through defense. Bounces out to Jepson. Lobbed into the post for Hansen. Gotta go. Left-handed shot. Good and a foul. Looked like Sadie got hooked almost on her hip and able to hit the leaner. Sadie makes it 55-49 with just under 24 seconds to play. Free throw, no good. Rebound grabbed by Central Cass and Smith. Got a fouler now. Pass away to Holzer, and they'll finally get Holzer in the backcourt. So 55-49, Central Cass the lead on the JVG scoreboard. 17 and 8/10 remaining here in quarter number four. Almost need a miss right now if you're Oaks. Holzer on a 1-1, hits it. And that makes it again a three-possession game with 18 seconds to go. Holzer connects on number two. And that should do it. Wagner tosses forward for Sire. Back to Wagner. A lot of time being taken up here. Jepson lobs into the post. Caught by Schmitz. Turns left. Back right now. Misses the hook. No good. Hansen an offensive rebound. Throws it back up and in. 57-51 will be your final score. Oaks battled. We saw a real good game between a couple of good teams. I would say Central Cass has a, and they do have a chance, don't get me wrong, I'd say Central Cass has a chance to get to the state tournament this year, but they play in Region 1. And Region 1 is home to the Kindred Vikings, so again, they have a chance. Of course they do. They've got some stiff competition ahead of them come district or region time, rather, for them. 57-51, we will head to the postgame show. Postgame show brought to you by Mertz Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks. Let Mertz provide you with quality products to repair, redecorate, or remodel your home. Mertz is where you can expect hometown hospitality with uptown expertise. We'll take a short break. We'll be back after this on the Tornado.
Get ready for a whole new TV viewing experience. Everything you have been searching for. A TiVo from DRN ReadyTech is just what you are looking for. Record TV shows, a voice control remote, personalized predictions, stream easily with the touch of a button, and view it all from your phone or tablet with the View It app. TiVo powered by View It is smarter, faster, and easier to use. Ready for your new TV viewing experience? Call 344-5000 to order a TiVo from DRN ReadyTech today.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace 50 White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace 50 White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart, and as a reminder, when you buy four cards, the fifth one is free. Stop by Terrace 50 White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishon. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
While winter works its way through, Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks welcomes you in from the cold to help plan your upcoming building projects. Now is the time to warm up to the idea of a new home, addition, or remodeling project. Mertz Lumber can be there from start to finish by helping you plan your project and supplying you with quality materials. From dreams and ideas to flooring and shingles, give Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks a call today.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With winter here, you can count on them for a large variety of over-the-counter medications to help fight off those colds, coughs, and allergies. On sale now, Mucinex DM, Airborne, Hall's Cough Drops, and more. Many new items in the store, such as Awake Caffeine Bars, Skinning Pop Popcorn, New Picture Frames, Lindor Truffles, and Dots Pretzels are the lowest price in town. Visit 422 Main Avenue in Oaks and experience the quality difference in your care today. Time to clean up the gymnasium and get on with the rest of our Monday night. A sour wine with you here from Central Cass High School. Final tonight, the Squirrels defeat the Oaks Tornadoes 57-51. So Oaks closes out the regular season here tonight. District play begins on Friday in Jamestown. Oaks' final record will be 14-5, and they will be the 3 seed taking on Barnes County North Friday night. Let's get to some scoring numbers on the postgame show brought to you by Mertz Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks. Leading a scorer for Oaks, it was Sadie Hansen. She did most of her damage, actually all of her damage, in that opening half. She had 13. Actually, she had 11 in that first half. Ended up with a basket in the second, but 13 nonetheless, leading a scorer. I should have said second leading score. That would have made more sense because Nicole Schmitz was the was the leading scorer. Yeah, nice start here on the postgame show, Ace. 14 points for Nicole, and she also broke the all-time scoring record at OHS. She needed 2 points coming into tonight, got it in the first half of that first quarter, and ended up with a team high, 14 points. So another congratulations to Nicole Schmitz. Jada Sire was in the double-digit column with 12 points, as was CeCe Holscher. Four players did all of the scoring tonight for OHS as they combined for 51. On the other side, Central Cass, typically a team that spreads the wealth and you don't see too many high scores in terms of individual scores. But not so much tonight. Dekonte Smith off the bench, 22 points. She was very tough to stop here tonight. 22 for Smith. Their second leading scorer was Riley Holzer with 10, the only other squirrel player with double digits scoring. And then it was Kaylee McKinnon who had 5. All right, so that's going to do it. The Oaks Tornadoes dropped the regular season finale, but they're into the district tournament come this Friday night. Game time is slated for 7:30 at the Jamestown Civic Center against the Barnes County North Bison. It always depends on how the first two games go and how long they go, but it is a 7:30 slated start time, so we will see you then. I'll have the call for you. The entire District 5 tournament can be heard on Q101. The Oaks game is also heard on KDDR. All right, that's going to do it, folks. Final score once again here from Central Cass, 57-51. The Squirrels end the Tornadoes' regular season, but not to fear, still the postseason to come, as Oaks will be the 3 seed this Friday night. Our next broadcast is tomorrow night. The Oaks boys travel to Carrington to take on the Carrington Cardinals. Greg Grenz will have the call for you up in Carrington. I don't have the night off. I'll be in Lemoore doing boys basketball game of the week on Thunder Country. So not really a night off, but a night off from Oaks, I suppose. Signing off from Central Cass High School in Castleton, North Dakota, the Central Cass Squirrels beat Oaks and win their 9th in a row, 57-51. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your Monday evening. So long and good night from Castleton.